weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now, if you've been on Jesus Green recently, you may have noticed something rather wonderful attached to the fencing around the tennis courts there. You'll also see it as the background image on the Cambridge 105 website. It's the latest work from Yarn Bombers and aims to raise awareness and money for the Cambridge Rape Crisis Centre. Lee Chambers went there to look at the display and met Sarah Clark from the Sheep Shop and self-confessed yarn bomber Claire Collier.
So I'm stood on Jesus Green in front of this wonderful display of woolen flowers with Claire and Sarah. Claire, you're the kind of artistic director of this yarn bombing, aren't you?
I am. I knit at Sarah's Sheep Shop knitting group every Friday morning, and Sarah said she'd like to get a community project involving her shop and her customers. And I kind of went, I'd love to get involved because I like yarn bombing.
What is it about yarn bombing that you like?
It shows the public that actually community art is very accessible. This is the sort of artwork that people come up and touch and interact with. It also gets a huge community involved. And this one in particular can raise awareness for a particular subject. This one, we're raising awareness for Cambridge Rape Crisis Centre. So it's a very accessible art form, and I just love yarn bombing.
And you don't mind people coming up and touching it? You're not worried that somebody's going to come and damage it?
No, not at all. We've seen a lot of people coming up, smiling, enjoying it. There have been hands going up and having a feel of the flowers as they flutter in the breeze.
Well, it is lovely. I've got Sarah from the Sheep Shop here with me. Can you just describe it to us, Sarah? We'll put a picture on our website and Facebook page, but just describe what we're seeing in front of us.
So we're on the side of Jesus Green tennis courts. Three of the central panels, it's about 9 metres wide, are covered in over 1,000 flowers and leaves. They're all Rhapsody clematis leaves, some knitted, some crocheted. Most of them are purple. But one in five are blue to represent the fact that this whole yarn bomb is for Cambridge Rape Crisis. We're raising awareness that one in five women in the UK are raped or sexually assaulted in their lifetimes, and it just brings it to light how many women, how common it is in society. Everyone's hidden among us. We want to do something good, and this is, we're knitters and crocheters, this is how we can do it.
So these flowers were created at the Sheep Shop?
We started there. Claire's member of our knitting group. Members of the knitting group came up with the initial ideas, and lots of people have been coming to our groups all throughout the summer. We actually started making them, I think, at the very end of April. But as well as that, people have been going to their own knitting groups. People have made them at home, watching Formula One with their husbands. They took them on holiday, got some came labelled in the post from as made on the White Cliffs of Dover, got a couple of packages from the US. We got a bucket load from a knitting group at a women's prison, a lot of whom had experienced it, so it meant a lot to them. Masses of people from all over the UK have made them, but most people in Cambridge made them.
And it's very lovely for the Sheep Shop to be involved in something like this.
Yep, really proud. It's so nice to be able to get so many people. I mean, hundreds of people have made these 1,000 leaves and flowers. And a couple of years ago, a lot of people in Cambridge got involved with making jersey bunting for when the Tour de France came through town. A couple of years before that, we made the biggest beekeeper's quilt in the world. So again, it was many hands make light work. They all do good things. They look beautiful, and a lot of people get to benefit at the end.
And this has been a good year for the Sheep Shop, hasn't it?
Yeah, last week we got awarded a British Knitting Award as one of the best yarn shops in the UK. So we're the runner-up for best yarn shop in the southeast.
Congratulations. Back to you, Claire. This is a beautiful exhibit for something that's actually quite challenging for some people to think about.
It is. It's not an easy subject for a lot of people. Only 15% of rapes and sexual assaults are actually reported in the UK, which is a tiny figure. And this is up here in the hope that those that aren't able to talk about it know they're not alone, that we can encourage the rest of society to actually realise this is a horribly prevalent crime. I'm actually a survivor myself, and so for me personally, this was a wonderful project to be involved with, because it gave me a voice at a time that was difficult, but also realising that it might help others to come forward to talk about it, to actually say what they need to say. But it's beautiful at the same time, because we are beautiful women. We've survived awful things. And these flowers stand here as testament to say we survived.
There is something very gentle about this. Did you find it a healing process?
Absolutely. Knowing that this was going up was actually real help. I've been going through a lot of counselling this year, thanks to our wonderful NHS. And thank you to Sarah for allowing me to help with the creative process of this, and knitting the flowers and seeing them come into the shop and the basket fill up week after week, getting bigger and bigger, just meant that it mattered to other people.
And why flowers? What made you choose flowers?
We were inspired by Naomi Lawrence, who's been a Cambridge yarn bomber for a long time, and she now lives out in East Harlem in New York. And she's a very prevalent street artist with her knitting and her yarn bombing, and she mainly uses flowers. So she inspired us. And it's a very English flower. Rhapsody has a wonderful meaning to it, and we thought it was a very powerful image to use for this particular subject matter. Along with that, Rape Crisis nationally use purple for their logo. So there are so many hidden meanings behind this.
And Sarah, what's been the response to this?
Oh, huge. When we were putting it up really early one morning a couple of weeks ago, so many people came to stop us as we were putting it up to talk about it and find out what's going on. And then they immediately went on the Rape Crisis website. Lots of local news coverage and radio coverage, and we're grateful. We hope it gets a lot of people. It inspires them to do something. You can donate to the Rape Crisis website, to Rape Crisis through their website at any time. And then when this yarn bomb comes down at the end of October, it's all going to be washed and disassembled, and then Rape Crisis are turning it into brooches, which will be available for sale for £5 each. It's going to do tangible good to them afterwards.
I don't think I wanted to come down. It looks really, really good. Lee Chambers there, talking to Sarah Clark and Claire Collier on Jesus Green. And as Sarah says, that display is there until the end of October, and donations can be made by supporting the Cambridge Rape Crisis Centre. And you can do so by going to the website www.cambridgerapecrisis.co.uk. It's 20 to 6.